I Get Your Job, a podcast by the UW Daily. This is a podcast where we are going to be conversing with professionals about their jobs and, you guessed it, how they got them. I'm Kate Connors.
And I'm Simon Wu.
Today, we have a very special guest. We're talking to Ari Snyder, who's a third year at UW majoring in English literature. They're also the podcast editor here at the Daily.
First, thank you so much for being here. And to start us off, we'll have you introduce yourself. So tell us a bit about who you are, where you're from, and what work you're doing right now.
Hi. Yeah. So my name is Ari. I'm the podcast editor at the Daily of the University of Washington. It is my second year on the podcast team, my first year as podcast editor. And I'm from California, and I'm really happy to be here. God, I'm saying again. I haven't I'm a podcast editor, but I haven't been on a podcast in a really long time. So I'm really, really excited to return to the game.
Okay. Do you want to talk to us a little bit more about your journey at the Daily specifically? What sort of roles did you have before you became podcast editor?
Yeah, totally. So I started at the Daily in January 2021. Normally, to work at the Daily, you have to go through a development course and, you know, pass some qualification stuff. They just sort of let me in because it wasn't writing. And so I just started doing podcasts in January. And then in spring of 2021, I became the assistant podcast editor. So in addition to producing my show for the podcast section, I also did editing work on shows like Daily Discoveries and Let's Talk About Sex. And then in June 2021, I applied to be podcast editor and I got it. And I have been podcast editor since fall quarter.
What are some of your responsibilities as podcast editor? So what do you do on a daily basis? And how is that different than like some of the other roles you've had previously?
Yeah, totally. So the responsibilities of podcast editor are a big chunk of it is editing podcasts, which is to say podcast hosts record their episodes and do an initial pass of editing and also put in any sort of like put in the audio tracks and arrange the music and audio and that sort of thing. And then I get that and I do a second pass with editing. I do some more technical sound stuff like reducing background noise, compression and normalization. And then I export the episode and move on to another part of my job, which is distribution. So I upload the episodes to the website and that website through a magic I myself do not fully understand because I am an English major, distributes it through an RSS feed to Spotify, Apple, and other podcast apps. Other parts of my duties as podcast editor include, you know, responding to emails, but also I manage the Soundbite or Daily Podcast section Twitter. I manage the Instagram, which is not very active, but I'm hoping to make it more active this quarter, and doing daily-wide stuff like participating in all staff and, you know, section bonding and daily events. I think that's about it.
So circling back to when you were talking about being an English major, how does that correspond to the work you're doing here at the Daily?
That's a really good question. My initial reaction would be to say that it doesn't really, but I think it does in terms of to be an English major, you have to do a lot of writing. And a big chunk of writing is editing. And even though editing words and editing audio are two very different things that occur in two very different mediums and web programs, they both require a certain attention to detail that I'd like to think the editing I do for my degree helps me become a better editor at the Daily because they both use the same sort of area in your brain in terms of attention to detail and like not fine motor skills, but like fastidiousness.
Yeah. And I just want to follow that with like right now, because I know that you're not quite a senior yet, but you're getting close and we're looking towards graduation right now. So do you have any thoughts right now about future job plans, careers, whether that correlates with some of your duties or experiences as a podcast editor and producer, any of that stuff? I know it's a very fun conversation to unpack.
Yeah, totally. I'm going to be super honest with you guys. I don't really know what I want to do after college. I'm definitely going to take a year off. I might try going to grad school for some of the academic things I'm interested in. The pandemic has caused me to reevaluate a lot of things about my plan for the future, which I feel like, just anecdotally speaking, is not a unique experience to me, because I think the pandemic for a lot of people has been like, oh, the world is not as stable as we thought it was, or as I experienced it to be. All of which is to say that I don't know, but I do really enjoy podcast editing. And it's the sort of thing that I know a lot of people do for freelance. So no matter what I do, if I get a full-time job, if I decide to go on to grad school, I can always do podcast editing on the side. And the thing about podcast editing is that I really, really enjoy it. It's very fun for me. So yeah.
And just really quickly, what draws you specifically so much to podcasts in terms of a medium of communication, as opposed to like writing or anything else? Because I'm sure that you've had a lot of unique perspectives and insights into podcasts being an editor as well.
Yeah, totally. I started listening to podcasts in 2019. I started out listening to mostly fiction podcasts, and I still continue to. I've been listening to a lot more nonfiction podcasts recently, but still like primarily fiction podcasts, which isn't really what we do here at The Daily, but is same medium. I really like podcasts as a medium, just from a practical consumer standpoint. I enjoy having them on while I do other things. I'm a big knitter and crocheter, and I really enjoy having something that I don't have to use all of my senses to focus on. So that's really nice. Another thing I think is really special about podcasts is that people like to throw around the phrase low barrier to entry. For the folks listening at home, there's air quotes with that. And I don't know if that's 100% accurate, but it is. I do like podcasts because you can just do them. You don't have to like wait for a film studio to fund it. You don't have to buy a ton of equipment for it. Like, you can, obviously, to make your podcast better, but you don't have to necessarily. And I think that's one thing that makes it really special as a medium. And it's something I really hope that stays true about the medium, even as we get more and more high budget shows from studios with more and more famous names attached. It's the fact that podcasts are so not entirely democratic, because that would be ignoring the fact that there are still like, you know, inequalities that exist in the podcasting sphere, but it is at least, I think, more democratic than a lot of other mediums. I think they're neat. Yeah.
I think that's a really great sentiment. Like, I would never have thought of it that way, because it is something that's really easily accessible, and it's something that more and more people are able to do through the use of like sites like Anchor and stuff like that, where they're absolutely free to use. With that being said, what are some of your favorite podcasts to listen to?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me this question. I love talking about podcasts. Everyone listening, you should come find me and talk to me about podcasts. I currently am really into this podcast. It's an actual play podcast, which is when it's a genre of fiction podcast wherein someone plays tabletop role-playing game like Dungeons and Dragons and record that and put it out as a fiction podcast, often with like music or like sound effects. And there's this one that I really love. It's called Campaign Skyjacks, and it's about pirates in the sky, and it's so, so, so good. I'm trying to think of other podcasts I listen to. I recently listened to a podcast called Giannis Descending, which is also really good. It's a horror podcast that's about a sort of doomed sci-fi voyage told in like a non-linear narrative. That's very fun. In terms of nonfiction podcasts, I've been listening to a lot of a podcast called Bill Buds, which is done by a few of the same people who are on Campaign Skyjacks, and it's about pop music, and it's very fun to get like, because you know, I'm like I'm a 21-year-old non-binary Gen Z person. And it's very weird. It's very like interesting to hear the perspectives of like two 30-year-old male comedians on pop music. Yeah, I listen to things, and there are a lot of good podcasts out there, especially audio dramas. Everyone should go check out audio dramas. If you don't listen to audio dramas, you should. But yes.
And honestly, like, I think that's super cool that you brought those up, because for me, at least in my past experience, I've always thought of podcasts as like almost exclusively nonfiction. So like, that's really interesting that you're bringing up all of these different sorts of fictional podcasts, or like even just anything else that's outside of the norm. I actually wanted to ask you, kind of related to this, is where do you see like the medium of podcasts moving forward? Like, what direction are they headed in? And what new and exciting things are happening within the podcasting sphere?
Yeah, totally. I really agree with what you said earlier about like, there are just so many different kinds of podcasts. And I've like talked about this before with friends, but when people say the phrase or the word podcasts, they mean so many different things. Like when I say podcasts, I often mean fiction podcasts, but someone else, you might say podcasts to mean nonfiction podcasts. And like, it's just a very diverse medium. I don't know where the medium is headed. It's in sort of a very interesting place right now, because you have a lot of studios, like Netflix recently released an adaptation of the horror podcast Archive 81, which is also very good. I have not finished the TV series yet, but so there's I don't want to say a lot more eyes, but there are certainly more eyes on the sort of indie podcasting community than there were, say, at the start of this year. And I don't know, it feels like there's a lot more interesting indie projects happening, but there's also a lot more, like, I feel like every other week I hear about a new podcast that's starting with two big celebrities attached from a studio I've never heard of before. And it's like, okay, I guess, like, I don't know who those are for, because like, I don't know. I'm very wary of big budget things, because I'm, you know, I'm just very wary of big budget things, because I like indie media and I want indie creators to get money, but I also don't want, I used to be a film major and I used to be a huge Marvel fan, and I don't want that to happen, it's a whole thing. But there's also a lot of really cool indie projects happening, and a lot of new people, like people my age who sort of grew up on podcasts. I didn't grow up on podcasts. I didn't listen to my first podcast until I was 19, but people who are my age and did grow up on podcasts are starting to make them. And there's a lot of creative energy in the medium happening right now. And there's a lot of podcasts, and you will never be able to listen to all of them, but there are a lot. And if you think you might like them, you should check them out, because podcasts are pretty cool. And I don't want to talk about Joe Rogan. Yeah.
As you shouldn't.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. So I was actually going to ask, what are your other favorite mediums of storytelling? Podcasts are all about storytelling, depending on the ones you're listening to, fiction or nonfiction, they're all telling a story. You did touch on the fact that you used to be a film major. So I figured that film would probably be one of the main mediums, other than podcasting, that you like to absorb your media from.
Yeah, I like movies. I've semi-recently gotten into reading again. I was one of those people who stopped reading in high school, just because high school was a lot. But I really enjoy books. I really enjoy movies. I really enjoy fiction podcasts, and I've been into concept albums recently. There's you love a good concept album, like musical adjacent stuff. I'm not super into musicals, but like, you know, almost that. But yeah, films are good.
All right, and I have one more question, which is just, do you have any advice for students who want to start their own podcast? What should they do? Because I know that you're talking a lot about the accessibility of podcasts right now, and also about your love for indie podcasts, folks just starting them on by themselves. So for students who have always wanted to start a podcast or are curious, What first steps should they take? What resources should they look for? All of those sorts of things.
Yeah, totally. So I would say the first step to making any piece of art is consume a lot of works of art of that same medium. So definitely listen to a lot of podcasts, even if they're nonfiction, because that'll give you a good sense of how things are structured and what sort of conventions are present in the medium. And then I would say, you know, you can make a podcast that's just you. Like, I forgot to mention earlier, my all-time favorite fiction podcast is called I Am an Askew. And it's essentially just a guy talking into a microphone with rain sound effects behind. And it's phenomenal. But that is, I would say, an exception, not a rule. So I'd say don't be afraid to like find collaborators. I know it's hard in COVID, but like if you like start, you know, like find people on Twitter who are like also into podcasts, or like, I'm not an actor, I'm not a voice actor, but I assume there are like acting organizations at UW, which you can like join if that's something you're interested in. And I would also say, especially if you're interested in the editing side of things, practice is good. I used to be a really, really slow editor back when I was assistant editor. And then over the course of the past year, I have gotten a lot quicker at editing. So it's one of those things that like definitely gets easier with practice. Audacity is a really good beginner program for editing podcasts because it is free and open source. And YouTube is your friend. Look up YouTube tutorials. And yeah, I just say, like, I've seen people make the distinction between like podcast hobbyists and podcast professionals. And I think I like the idea of the hobbyist, not to like diminish it, but because I think there's a lot of power in doing something as like a hobby and not putting so much pressure on yourself to make something that's going to be like the next my brother and me. Like, I guess my main advice would be look into all those things I just said and now can no longer remember, but also just like go for it. And if you have an idea that you think it would make you happy to make it, then make it. Like, it, you know, don't put a lot of pressure yourself. Have fun, you know, just have fun.
Okay. So finally, we want to know if you have any projects, socials, or anything else that you want to plug.
Yeah. So you can find me on Twitter at Ari_Snyder1. I only got a Twitter last year and I don't really know how to use it, but I do tweets about architecture and baseball and also sometimes podcasts. I am not doing any podcasts with The Daily right now. I did one last year. It was called The Art We Love. It was under a different name. Don't be weird about it. But you can listen to it. I guess I can plug this. We are in the process of making an actual play podcast at The Daily. I have no idea when that's going to be out, but, you know, it'll be there at some point. And also, if you want to keep up with stuff happening at The Daily and happening with podcasts at The Daily, you can follow us on Twitter at @UWSoundbite. Soundbite is spelled like BITE. Our Twitter is the most up-to-date place to get information on things happening in the podcast section.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Ari. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, and thank you to our listeners for listening to this episode of How Do I Get Your Job? Ari kind of mentioned this too, but be sure to follow us on wherever you listen to our podcasts. We're also on social media at Soundbite and at The Daily on all platforms. Thank you so much.